This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. It's a head-banging Wednesday, Mason. Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Get going.
Feeling it.
Once again, our thanks to Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, for jumping on, joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. This action-packed show that we are just having so much fun with. From the Indianapolis Star in Indianapolis, Dustin Doporak joining us. Dustin, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. And, you know, we got to start right away. It was almost 24 hours ago. It was like, you know, right around, we were coming back. We were ready to do a segment on the Brewers at the Mets. And all of a sudden it flashed on the television screen in front of me and on my Twitter, on my phone, Miles Turner, 4 years, $107 million to the Bucks, which we, of course, here in Milwaukee thought was a pipe dream or misprint. Our reaction was elation. What was your initial reaction when that flashed across your screen?
I was pretty shocked. I mean, it was just like, you obviously look at the phone, I'm looking at Shams tweet something, okay, like, am I really seeing this right? Like, what is this exactly? And, you know, obviously the first part is like, okay, well, where'd they get the money? you know? If it's not a sign and trade, how did they pull this off? You know, because I think that was probably what led to this in the first place, is that you just didn't know, okay, you know, Brooklyn was the only team that had any cap space and didn't have enough cap space to make that happen. So you're like, all right, well, you know, on one hand, you're like, it's been 24 hours into the free agency period, plus all the time since the finals that the Pacers have had to negotiate this, kind of surprised it hadn't happened yet. And then you're like, okay, well, you know, who could get him if not them? And you know, obviously you find out later what happened as far as this, the waving and stretching of Dame. But yeah, I mean, I was pretty surprised, but I mean, you're starting to wonder what's up on the Pacers side. If this thing hasn't come together yet at this point, certainly they claimed it as a number one franchise priority. And so everything, you know, like, we're still getting conflicting reports as to what their offer was or how far they were willing to go.
Yep.
But, you know, obviously if they weren't willing to go to where the Bucks were going to go, you're like, all right, I see how this happened. I would have expected him to get more, frankly. So, that was kind of my initial thing. It was like, wow, all right, if it's 107, it's 4 years. That means they were not coming with the offer that you would have originally thought. And that obviously Halliburton's injury changed their thinking on a lot of this.
Yeah, Dustin, because before, like, Halliburton got hurt, I mean, there was discussions out of Indiana that they were going to go over the luxury tax. Like, they,
sure,
you know, they were going to get their guy and they were going to keep Turner there. And then I, you know, like, what, Timberwolves signed their guy to a $27 million a year type of deal.
Five for 125. Yeah. So he was at 25 so like, per. Yep.
25 per. Yeah. So then it was just, it was interesting. You would have thought that, you know, not absurd for them to be $27-28 million a year to keep their guy in place. So yeah, like, just what do you think, you know, that means for this Pacers organization coming into this next season with Halliburton being hurt? Now they're losing Turner. Like, what is their pivot and their next move? And you know, is hopes for them to get back to where they were this year, is that just kind of dead and gone there in Indiana?
I mean, it certainly doesn't look good. I mean, I always hesitate to say, well, they can't do this and they can't do that, because I didn't think they were going to get this far. You know, I did not expect this team to be in the NBA Finals. So, you know, I mean, I had them going, you know, down in the second round of Cleveland. And so, you know, and other people had them going down the first round of the Bucks. So, you know, they've been written off a lot. So I'm trying to be careful not to do that again.
A little overcharged,
But in the same way, you know, well, like obviously, we're seeing conflicting numbers as to what they were willing to give up, or what they're, you know, we have a report, basically our Greg Doyle spoke to a source who told him 4 years, 95 was the offer. And we've seen elsewhere that they were never willing to go above three or above 20 million a year. And so the luxury tax, I think they're at 167 million in salary, and luxury tax is right around 187. So they were about it was a tick under 20 worth of space between, okay. And they're well over the cap anyway already. So, and so they didn't have a lot of opportunity to really go get somebody else. Basically, if you're not going to pay him, you know, your next option is the non-taxpayer mid-level exception, which you could pay somebody up to about 14.1 million. So that becomes the cap as the guy that you can get. And by stretching this out as long as it went, they missed out on a lot of the guys that you could sign for that. So, this raises a lot of questions as to the overall, you know, idea. It's like if your hope, like, it just seems like, you know, and I don't know this for a fact, but it just seems like their view was, well, no one else is going to be able to offer him. We're going to be able to give him a lower offer than we normally could, because there's no one else that could swoop in and outdo us on this. So, you know, we're going to try to get him to take lower than he would have normally been expected on the market, be able to get him, keep him in the fold, go into the tax, but only a little bit into the tax, you know, sort of moderate that, because as you go up, you pay more in tax money, and then you also get closer to that first apron. And so it seemed like their view was to try to get it all. Try to get it all in a situation where you could get him on a team-friendly deal, and you could, you know, only be paying so much in tax money, and you would not have to bargain with anybody else. And so then when the Bucks swoop in and make a move that I'm sure the Pacers never saw coming in that space, and certainly it's a big risk on their part. They're throwing a lot of money at this. And so I'm sure they just thought no one would go that far. But now you're in a position where you're running out of options really quick. If they would have decided kind of early in the case, it was like, hey, man, most we can do is 20. You're going to take it or not? And if the answer was no, they could have changed. They could have pivoted by now. You know, now you're looking at not a lot on the board. You know, they can certainly throw themselves in the sweepstakes for both DeAndre Ayton and Al Horford, but they're going to be behind when it comes to both of those. It seems like the Lakers are, you know, in the driver's seat for Ayton, and the Warriors are in the driver's seat for Horford. And, you know, it's not impossible that you could change their minds, you know, if you throw the full mid-level at them, and, you know, sell them on the idea of you get a couple years and you get Halliburton. You know, when you get Halliburton back, he's going to make you better, and he's going to reward you for running the floor and all these things. So, you know, there's options. There's a couple options there, but there aren't many.
For sure. Yeah, Dustin Dopierak with the Indianapolis Star. We're talking about Miles Turner, the move to the Bucks. Let's just talk about what, you know, kind of on everybody's mind too, as you're talking what the Pacers were thinking with what they offered and not wanting to get over that. Now, you know, the Bucks release Dame. They have to carry $22.5 million for the next 5 years. You know, going to be an issue, you know, in year 3, 4, 5, more than probably these first couple of years, because he was under contract. Actually, you know, found some value there to be able to sign Miles Turner. But what's kind of your thought? It's almost like it's unprecedented. I think everyone's kind of just shocked that they would leverage. Like, this is more of an NFL type of thing where you run dead cap, you do all that. It doesn't seem like the NBA does it a lot. So, yeah, just tell me your thoughts on that whole situation as well.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a big, you know, kind of risky deal. I mean, you're in that you're throwing a lot of money at this, and, you know, if – like, in a manner of speaking, you're paying like $50 million a year for Miles. And, you know, like, I think Miles is a good player. I mean, I think he definitely gets he certainly has his critics because, you know, his rebound numbers aren't as high as you want. You know, you'd like him to be a little bit better scoring the ball in the paint, either just out of post-ups and that. I mean, he only shot like 43% in kind of the 3 to 10 foot range. You'd like better than that, but obviously he gives you threes. He gives you shot blocking, and those are valuable things. And he really paired really well with Tyrese Haliburton. So, I mean, it's going to be a painful loss for the Pacers. I'm not trying to underplay that in any way, but I mean, you're ultimately, what you're kind of putting together is $50 million for Miles. And that's over the, you know, that's over the top. I mean, like, yeah, by itself. Now, I mean, I guess there's the question of what else could you do? Like, I mean, you're looking at a situation where you have to do something to try to, you know, convince Giannis that you're willing to make a push. And this is certainly you saying you're putting the chips in the middle, but what, you know, does that make sense on the return? And so, you know, it does seem like you're kind of scrambling, trying to do whatever you can do just to try to keep Giannis happy and try to make sure that he feels like you're willing to make a push. And that, you know, it could ultimately, you know, the trade asset could ultimately, you know, bank for you long term. You could eventually say, this isn't working, but, you know, he's making $28 million, so you could package him together with something, and that could allow you to make a trade for somebody who might be rebuilding. I mean, like, you know, the, like, salary figures help you in that regard. I mean, the Pacers overpaid on Bruce Brown a couple of years ago, and that's why they ended up being able to get Pascal Siakam in a trade, is that Toronto just wanted to move on, basically, and so they're willing to take somebody that's being overpaid, but just they needed to make the trade work, and they're trying to start over. You know, that could play in the long term. You know, you don't really know, but like it obviously gives you a younger, better version of Brook Lopez. But you don't have a replacement for Dame right now. You know,
for sure.
So what how much better are you in the Eastern Conference race at this point? Where do you really fit if you couldn't do it with Dame? Are you really better off, you know, with Miles? And don't you have to do something else? And how can you do something else at this point? There's a lot of big questions there.
Yeah, Dustin Dobrak, Indianapolis Star, joining us. And I think that's the question, like, throughout the East, right? Is like, what, you know, what are all these teams going to do now that, you know, Orlando goes and gets Desmond Bane? The Knicks bring in Jordan Clarkson, but do they have another move up their sleeve? Can Cleveland come back healthy and actually make a run in the playoffs after, you know, I'll be honest, getting embarrassed by your Indiana Pacers? And which I'm getting, that's, I mean, you know, that was, I know the highlight of Miles Turner hitting that dagger jumper in the final game of that series. And I think the Bucks are kind of thinking that, like, they definitely have more another move or two, you know, based on where their cap sits and what their roster looks like. But then is it enough? You know, right now for a lot of us here in Milwaukee, we just want the Bucks to get out of the first round because your Pacers have kind of, you know, you've laid the smackdown on the Bucks the past 2 years in the first round. Like, just get out of that first round and we'll all feel a little bit better. Even if we overspent overall with the combined contract and the buyout with Dame, but like, just get out of the first round. Which sounds crazy with the team with Giannis. Mm. Like, you should be getting out of the first round every year, but it's like, that's what the Bucks need to do at this point, right?
Yeah, no. So I mean, they've got to get pieces that get them out of there. And obviously, I mean, again, the entire landscape is going to be different. You know, I would think they're not going to end up playing the Pacers in the first round if they make some kind of push. And yeah, but I mean, obviously, you know, like if I saw it correctly, right now their starting backcourt would be Kevin Porter and Gary Trent.
Probably, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And they're going to make a move for another guard. Like there's a starting point guard coming in. We don't know who yet.
Yeah, they need to get somebody. I mean, that's the unacceptable part right now. Unacceptable feels like a weird way to put that. But, you know, ultimately, like, you're not, you know, if those are your two guys. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Gary Trent shredded the Indiana Pacers.
Well, he was an effective starter with the Raptors for a couple of years. So I don't think the issue is as much with him. I think it's that
I like Gary Trent more than most people do, and I don't think Kevin Porter is bad, but you need a lead guard.
Yes, yep, absolutely. And I think that's what they're working on right now. You know, we keep hearing whether it's Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook, rumored this morning that Malcolm Brogdon might be in the mix to come back to Milwaukee. Well, we're both very familiar with Malcolm Brogdon. His issue is health. He can never stay healthy. It's, man, how things have changed in the East since a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, just dramatically. I mean, a month ago. I mean, I guess a month and a half or whatever. We go back to, you know, the Tatum injury. You know, really, I mean, really the Dame injury, you know, sort of begins this just stretch of this domino effect of everybody just seeing these just crushing, franchise-changing injuries just happening in front of you. I mean, Achilles tendon tear is just a brutal thing to watch because you just know, you know, oh. Like you're just like, you see it and you're like, oh, that's what that is. And that's a year out of that guy's life. You know,
the curse of number zero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's an eerie coincidence.
My son made me rewind the Halliburton one.
Oh.
And I'm just like, dude, I can't watch. I can't watch again. I saw it when it happened. Like, instantly, yeah. You just see it roll up, and it's like, he's like, I got to see it. And I was like, okay, well, you can do it because I can't watch those types of things. I've just seen too many bad injuries like that. And it's just like, I feel it through my body and in my core. And you just hate that. Like, it's how odd. I mean, what a postseason that three star players for their teams get these Achilles injuries. And that always, for me as a player for all these years, like, it starts making me think, like, what is going on, right?
Sure.
Like, it's just like, those are significant, serious injuries for, like, those types of players to have that. And for me, it has to go to the amount of games that are played. Like, it's just, it has to go to, they are stressed, their bodies can't handle this much basketball.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, with Halliburton in particular, it's so much the, you know, the, I mean, like, he really had the gamble on the line of, you're going to get a, you know, it happened before, you know, in game five, but you're like, okay, like, these are the most important games of your life. Do you want to, you know, like, you have a calf strain, you know, like, yes, so you know that Durant thing is on the table. And it could happen to you. That's just the same way it happened to him. But, you know, like, the risk on the other side of it is you don't play and you never know. And that sits with you for the rest of your life. So you're looking at two just huge slabs of regret on either side of a decision. And I think, you know, basically he you know, put in his sort of Twitter post after he got done with the surgery, like, you know, I still would do it again.
Do it again. Yep.
And that's the thing. And then you sit there and you put yourself in his shoes and you're like, you know, if he just sits out with a calf strain when he feels like he can move, and he feels like he can do things like that, and they lose, you know, like, that's regret that's never going away, you know? And so now this is also going to be, there could be regret that never goes away because he's going to watch a whole year. He knows, like, you know, Tyrese is as smart of a basketball mind as he is, and he gets the business at a different level. Like, Ty gets it. And he's sitting there knowing full well that Miles is signed, you know, if he doesn't tear his Achilles, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like there's this multiple sides of just crushing regret. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, like, not only do you have the number of games, now you have the 65 game rule that matters on, you know, for awards and everything like that. And those rewards matter for salaries. And, you know, obviously I get it, you know, why it's important for the NBA to make sure these guys are playing, why they want to have so many games in the first place. But this is the trade-off. You know, this is the trade-off, is that there, it, you know, like, there's a reason they do load management, you know, there's a reason why they came up with all these things. And as annoying as it is, you know, and because more than probably in any other sport, you're going to buy a ticket to just to watch one guy sometimes.
You're watching one guy.
Fans for years have been like, well, I'm going to, you know, like, Steph is coming, you know, and it's a one time a year he's coming to play, or LeBron is coming, and it's a one time a year he's going to play, especially if it's a Western Conference team, you know, at least with, you know, with Giannis, you're going to see him a couple times, you know, he's a division opponent and he's more likely to play in it. But it's like, if you know, one of those superstars from out West comes to town and, like, you know, you get that for your kid for Christmas. And it's like, if he sits out for load management, you're like, man, like, this really sucks. But it's like, well, that's still a human body, you know? And, you know, these random games in February aren't their number one priority. They're thinking about making sure they're okay for the playoffs. And, you know, but the wear and tear makes a difference. You know, that's what a lot of times an Achilles tear is, you know, you've weakened that tendon over time and then it snaps. And so that's how that tendon gets weakened.
All right, Dustin Doporak, the Indianapolis Star. The Bucks just gutted the Pacers, not on the court, but, you know, by getting their guy. But, Dustin, really appreciate you jumping on, and, you know, we'll catch up with you as, the season starts rolling, and, you know, we can start diving into, you know, what it's actually looking like on the court. So really appreciate it, Dustin.
And at some point we'll call you just to make fun of Anthony Richardson together.
That's fine. I hope to everybody in Milwaukee, I hope you guys enjoy Miles Turner, the human. He's been a blast to cover.
Lego man, the Lego architect.
He's fascinating. Look, you got to see the stuff he builds. That's ridiculous.
Can't wait.
He could, you know, like he could build an actual bridge you can drive on out of Legos. He's absurd.
That's awesome.
But yeah, just a really, really good, solid human being. And so anybody who gets to cover him, everybody gets to know him, you know, like just a good dude. So I'm happy for the people of Milwaukee just to get to know another really good dude. He's been great to cover. So and salute in Miles Turner's general direction for just being a decent human being.
Awesome. That's Dustin, awesome. Thanks so much for jumping on today. Dustin Dopierak from the Indianapolis Star joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. I know everybody. Everybody who's listening on the Odyssey app and on 1250 and on 105.7, they all say it along with me when I say that. He's on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
That's all.
Nicely done. Well, talking about the Gruber Law Hotline, Tommy Lugauer from the Fan in New York is going to join us next. We're going to talk a little weather with him and a little Freddy Peralta, Jacob Mizrowski, bang, bang, 1-2 punch today. The Mets might just want to forfeit. We'll see if that happens. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. The Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.